Section 6.1, Educating the Many and the Decision and Opinion Makers. Using a bi-level approach and working with other citizen-based organizations, World Beyond War will launch a worldwide campaign to educate the masses of people that war is a failed social institution that can be abolished to the great benefit of all. Books, print media articles, speakers bureaus, radio and television appearances, electronic media, conferences, etc., will be employed to spread the word about the myths and institutions that perpetuate war. The aim is to create a planetary consciousness and a demand for a just peace without undermining in any way the benefits of unique cultures and political systems. World Beyond War has begun and will continue to support and promote good work in this direction by other organizations, including many organizations that have signed the pledge at worldbeyondwar.org. Already, distant connections have been made among organizations in various parts of the world that have proved mutually beneficial. World Beyond War will combine its own initiatives with this sort of assistance for others in an effort to create greater cooperation and greater coherence around the idea of a movement to end all war. The result of educational efforts favored by World Beyond War will be a world in which talk of a, quote, good war will sound no more possible than a benevolent rape or philanthropic slavery or virtuous child abuse. World Beyond War seeks to create a moral movement against an institution that should be viewed as tantamount to mass murder, even when that mass murder is accompanied by flags or music or assertions of authority and promotion of irrational fear. World Beyond War advocates against the practice of opposing a particular war on the grounds that it isn't being run well or isn't as proper as some other war. World Beyond War seeks to strengthen its moral argument by taking the focus of peace activism partially away from the harm wars do to the aggressors in order to fully acknowledge and appreciate the suffering of the victims. In the film The Ultimate Wish, Ending the Nuclear Age, we see a survivor of Nagasaki meeting a survivor of Auschwitz. It is hard, in watching them meeting and speaking together, to remember or care which nation committed which horror. A peace culture will see all war with that same clarity. War is an abomination not because of who commits it, but because of what it is. World Beyond War intends to make war abolition the sort of cause that slavery abolition was, and to hold up resistors, conscientious objectors, peace advocates, diplomats, whistleblowers, journalists, and activists as our heroes. In fact, to develop alternative avenues for heroism and glory, including nonviolent activism, and including serving as peace workers and human shields in places of conflict. World Beyond War will not promote the idea that peace is patriotic, but rather that thinking in terms of world citizenship is helpful in the cause of peace. World Beyond War will work to remove nationalism, xenophobia, racism, religious bigotry, and exceptionalism from popular thinking. Central projects in World Beyond War's early efforts will be the provision of useful information through the worldbeyondwar.org website and the collection of a large number of individual and organizational signatures on the pledge posted there. The website is constantly being updated with maps, charts, graphics, arguments, talking points, and videos to help people make the case, to themselves and others, that wars can, should, must be abolished. Each section of the website includes lists of relevant books, and one such list is in the appendix to this document. The World Beyond War pledge statement reads as follows. I understand that wars and militarism make us less safe rather than protect us, that they kill, injure, and traumatize adults, children, and infants, severely damage the natural environment, erode civil liberties, and drain our economies, siphoning resources from life-affirming activities. I commit to engage in and support nonviolent efforts to end all war and preparations for war, and to create a sustainable and just peace. World Beyond War is collecting signatures on this statement on paper at events and adding them to the website, as well as inviting people to add their names online. If a large number of those who would be willing to sign this statement can be reached and asked to do so, that fact will potentially be persuasive news to others. The same goes for the inclusion of signatures by well-known figures. The collection of signatures is a tool for advocacy in another way as well. Those signers who choose to join a World Beyond War email list can later be contacted to help advance a project initiated in their part of the world. Expanding the reach of the pledge statement, signers are asked to make use of World Beyond War tools to contact others, share information online, write letters to editors, lobby governments and other bodies, and organize small gatherings. Resources to facilitate all kinds of outreach are provided at worldbeyondwar.org. Beyond its central projects, World Beyond War will be participating in and promoting useful projects begun by other groups and testing out new specific initiatives of its own. One area that World Beyond War hopes to work on is the creation of Truth and Reconciliation Commissions and greater appreciation of their work. Lobbying for the establishment of an international Truth and Reconciliation Commission or court is a possible area of focus as well. Other areas in which World Beyond War may put some effort beyond its central project of advancing the idea of ending all war include disarmament, conversion to peaceful industries, asking new nations to join and current parties to abide by the Kellogg-Briand Pact, lobbying for reforms of the United Nations, lobbying governments and other bodies for various initiatives, including a global Marshall Plan or parts thereof, and countering recruitment efforts while strengthening the rights of conscientious objectors.